From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Thousands filled Capitol Mall for Sacramento Pride over the weekend, an annual celebration spanning cities and countries throughout the month of June, which began more than 50 years ago, sparked by the historic Stonewall Uprising in June of 1969 between police and LGBTQ plus protesters outside a gay bar in New York City, a time when homosexuality was a criminal offense. Fast forward to today, the month is a celebration, but it is still rooted in activism. There are a number of local groups raising awareness of longstanding issues that impact the community at large. One of those organizations is Sunburst Projects. It was founded roughly 40 years ago in response to the AIDS epidemic. The Sacramento-based nonprofit started as a summer camp for children diagnosed with HIV or AIDS and has grown to support hundreds of youth, women, men, and their families through diagnosis, as well as offer free walk-in testing for sexually transmitted infections. So they have a good gauge on an issue that is rarely discussed in public, but is an important part of health. And they say there's a greater need for women and heterosexual men to know their status. Jake Bradley Rowe is the CEO of Sunburst Projects and joins us now. Welcome.
Good morning.
So Sunburst Projects has a long history in Sacramento, more than 40 years. How unique is a nonprofit like this?
Well, there's actually a fair amount of nonprofits that are still working in the HIV world, trying to combat and end the spread of HIV and provide free testing so that everyone knows their status. But they're pretty small. So we don't see large nonprofits like we do in some of the major cities across the country, like the San Francisco AIDS Foundation or the LA Gay and Lesbian Center, who have $40, $50 million budgets. They're usually smaller, somewhere between $1 million and $5 million, which is where we land.
What areas do you serve?
Yeah, we serve everyone that lives in Sacramento County that's living with HIV that meets that geographic requirement, as well as we support those in the surrounding counties that may need access to HIV testing.
How big of a topic of conversation is HIV today compared to the peak in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s? Has it changed?
Significantly. I mean, we've had, you know, major development in the antiretroviral, which is the medication we use for those living with HIV. You know, there's over 40 medications available now for that. So with the development of those medications, we're seeing people live full life expectancy, very healthy lives, they're able to continue to work. And when we stopped hearing about the deaths of people dying from HIV, the general mainstream community and public and media stopped really covering the topic. But the reality is, as HIV continues to spread, here in Sacramento County for the last few years, we've diagnosed over 180 individuals with HIV. And nationally and locally, the statistic says 1 in 7 people that are living with HIV don't know their status. So we have a lot of work to do. The goal is to end the epidemic, and we are moving the needle closer. COVID put a little blip in that and slowed us down, but we're coming back strong. But it's organizations like Sunburst Projects that provide low barrier, easy access care for testing, and also those living with HIV that are really helping to continue to make that reduction in the number of new cases of HIV.
You joined us about this topic in March of 2022, so a little over 4 years ago, and you had just received new grant funding for HIV and STD testing in Sacramento County. At that time, Sacramento County was one of the hotspots for new HIV infections in the United States. What does that look like today? Has there been improvement or progress?
Yeah, so prior to COVID, we had seen a really good reduction in the spread of HIV and new cases. And then when COVID hit, we saw that spike. Obviously, testing facilities slowed down and closed their doors. We lost a few because of funding cuts. And there was a lot of work to be done afterwards. We saw an increase that brought us back up to around the 2015 numbers. And we're slowly seeing that come back. So we're right about where we were prior to COVID again. The work really is about education, though, and that funding that I came to talk about was the launch of our testing clinic. We had been focused mostly on working with folks that were already diagnosed. And we felt it was really important kind of to have an overall comprehensive look at how we could serve the community. And really that was about educating and getting out there. We launched a public awareness campaign with that funding, and we've now seen thousands of people walk through our doors. The key to what that funding did for us was allow us to open a clinic that is low barrier, that we can provide confidential testing. We're the only clinic in Sacramento that has a walk-in policy. We do not require an appointment. For folks that getting an HIV test has stigma associated with it, it's really important to have those low barrier opportunities where we're not asking lots of questions. We don't bill your insurance. Your visit to Sunburst is not trackable on your phone because you don't have an appointment in your calendar. So we looked at all of those things when that funding came in. And since then, we've grown. We've added more funding to it. You know, we're really proud of the work we're doing, and we can see it helping locally.
Are you still diagnosing people regularly?
Yeah, all the time. Like I said, in Sacramento County, all of the community partners as a whole are roughly diagnosing about 180 individuals. And we know there's a lot more out there.
A couple a week on average.
Exactly. So the more opportunity we have to get people in and understand that getting an HIV test is an important part of your sexual health, and that's really the first thing you can do, right? If you're sexually active, you should be thinking about getting a test every year. If you're in some of these what they call high-risk groups, men who have sex with men, individuals who have multiple sexual partners, you should be getting regular tests. Maybe it's every other month or every month, depending on what is appropriate for you. But establishing that routine testing is key.
Mm. I mean, you also say there's this a greater need of, you know, urging women, heterosexual men to also get tested. What's driving that?
Yeah.
That messaging?
Sure. So in Sacramento, 20% of the individuals living with HIV are women. And of those 20%, 80 of them contracted HIV through heterosexual sexual activities. And so it's really important that women recognize that HIV is not a gay man's virus. In the beginning, when we referred to HIV as GRID, gay-related immune disease, before it was given the name HIV, even back in the 80s and 90s when we saw so many visual pictures of gay men and the attacks that were happening on that community because they thought it was a gay-related issue, that's just not the truth today. And at Sunburst Projects, you know, we started as an organization focused on women and children, and we've continued to try to spread the word that it's important that women take care of themselves as much as men. And oftentimes we see the spread through heterosexual activity because men who they're interacting with don't know their status, right? So we want people just to know that if you're sexually active, take that power into your hands, get an HIV test, 20 minutes. It's a pretty simple finger prick where we take a drop of blood and we get you your results. Right now, you know, every day folks are coming in. They leave our office educated, knowing more. And we hope that they're spreading the word, how easy it is, how empowering it can be.
Hmm. A big piece of prevention is treatment. PrEP has become just a very highly effective medication that people take to prevent contracting HIV. How accessible is this medication today?
Yeah, well, in California, we're very lucky to have the ability to get to PrEP even easier than a lot of other places. PrEP, if you don't know about it, is either a once-a-day pill or a shot injection that you can get every couple months, which protects you at 99.99% from contracting HIV. It's a preventative, essentially. And in Sacramento County, we have a couple thousand people on it. We should have a lot more. We have a current campaign going at Sunburst that says PrEP is for everyone. And that's reality. If you're sexually active and you want to protect yourself from the chance of contracting HIV, get PrEP. You can get it at your local primary care provider. You can come to Sunburst Projects. We work with many local partners, including FQHCs in the county of Sacramento, and we can get you in with a prescribing doctor, do some lab work, and get you on to one of the options for PrEP.
I remember when I first learned about PrEP, you know, a few years ago, I mean, it seemed like it was largely targeted for gay men, but it seems like that messaging has changed. It's just for anyone who is sexually active, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, the initial kind of launch of PrEP was really focused at the highest risk folks. And at that time, it was really men who have sex with men or gay men, because that's really where we were seeing the most spread of HIV. But it quickly became recognized that this was an opportunity to support and help anyone who is sexually active, and that we needed to expand our messaging. And so PrEP is for everyone is the campaign that, you know, we're pushing. We really want folks to know we work with Sac State and their student housing to promote the opportunity to get free testing and access to condoms and PrEP. And we have a lot of young college-aged girls that are coming in not knowing about PrEP, and they leave. And before they leave, they always tell us, "Wow, I had no idea that I could protect myself in this way." And we're hoping that that message continues to spread. Put that power in your hands. Don't expect it to be from someone else.
I mean, that brings up an important topic. I mean, it's been a minute since I've been, you know, in high school. What does like sex ed look like today for younger generations?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's improved a lot since the years ago when I was there as well. Matter of fact, we see even less of it. You know, we often see our youth today exploring and at a younger age. The data shows that. And it shows that because of the internet and the ability to educate themselves, they're more promiscuous, they're learning more, they're trying things. But we haven't seen the support from the education side in our schools like we have. Matter of fact, we've seen cuts. We used to have programs in Sacramento County where we would take those living with HIV out to do awareness talks and teach the community about their journey in schools. And so that program was cut some years back, and we would love to see it get back into the schools to help promote. I think, you know, one of the things that Sunburst that I've tried to do is bring in folks with lived experience that work at Sunburst Projects that can tell their story, that can support those as we are diagnosing folks. It makes a huge impact when you have someone who's been there and experienced it. And when they get to tell their story, you see the passion and their want to really educate come through. And I think that those with lived experience can do that way better than anyone without. And so I would love to see that back into our schools and promoting more.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Jake Bradley Rowe, the CEO of Sunburst Projects, a Sacramento-based nonprofit which has been supporting individuals and families living with HIV and AIDS for more than 40 years. So you were at Pride this weekend. You had a booth set up. How was it?
It was great. You know, it was a little warm out there.
Yeah.
I think we're starting to get used to that heat every year with Pride, but it was a festive, fun time. You know, Pride is about celebrating your individuality and the power that you have when you get to express that, which aligns with our work in the HIV world, you know, knowing your status, and really the movement that we've been able to make great change in, right? So fun, festive time. It was wonderful to be there as a booth and spread the word about what people can do to protect themselves from HIV with our PrEP campaign. It was also about handing out free condoms you know, just making sure folks know that there are community services out there like Sunburst Projects that are helping make sure the community stays safe.
Yeah. What were some of the main topics or questions that people wanted to learn about when they would go up to your booth?
Yeah, well, we were talking about women in PrEP just a minute ago, and we had a lot of young women come up to us and say, "I didn't know I was eligible for PrEP," right? That's still just an unknown topic, unfortunately. So we talked a lot about that, you know, and just that is HIV really an issue anymore? And the fact is there's, you know, over 1.1 million people in the United States living with HIV, over 140,000 in California. Locally, we have right around 5,000 people who are diagnosed living with HIV, and that number continues to grow. With the cost of living in the Bay Area, we've seen a pretty good increase of folks from the Bay Area moving and relocating here to Sacramento. It's, you know, a place where they can live at a cheaper rate than they can in the Bay Area. And so we're seeing a lot more folks from there that are moving here with HIV that are needing services. Met a few new folks around that. We also talked to folks that said, hey, I'm getting services here, but I didn't know there were these other options like a 6-month injectable for PrEP. So lots of really good, insightful questions that we got to talk about.
How are you funded?
Yeah, so we're funded federally through a few grants. We're also funded through private foundations, and then we have some fundraisers we do as well as campaigns for donors from individuals.
How has that funding changed at the federal level and even the state level?
Well, for the last 2 years, we've started the budget process with big cuts to all of our programs. Our largest funding source is the Ryan White CARES Act. It was the original HIV legislation that was passed back in the early 90s that's been presidentially supported ever since and has grown because of the need. Last year, we were lucky to be flat funded across the United States. So locally at Sacramento County received pretty similar funding. This year, there's some major cuts proposed. We hope that our local legislature will get out there and promote and support the importance of the work that we're doing and that our funding will at least stay where it's at, that we won't have a reduction. But it's always kind of down to the last minute, you know, line where we find out, will we be funded at the same? Sumbris has had that funding since 1994, so it's a long-time funding source for us. But in addition to that, we have about 5 other grants that support our prevention work. We have a housing grant through HUD. It seems to always be on the chopping block.
And that's for housing,
yeah. It's a unique program. Housing Opportunities for People with HIV and AIDS, or HOPWA, is a federal grant program that's been around for some years. It's unique in that it helps keep folks that are living with HIV in their housing. It doesn't rehouse folks, but it keeps them from losing their housing. Last year, we helped 47 individuals stay in their house because we could pay rent, mortgage, and utilities through that. It's a small little grant, but it's very effective and very important for our programming. So we hope it's there.
Do you get pushback or criticism from parts of the community, maybe especially, you know, over the last decade or so? I mean, and how do you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, we often hear that, as we talked earlier, HIV is a gay thing. And that is just not the truth. It affects everyone, from children to men, women, gay, straight, bisexual, transgendered. And the reality is that it's about your health. Yes, it is sexually transmitted, but it also transmits in other ways. And so over the years, there has been a ton of pushback on support for this. HIV is not cheap to treat as a whole. And we can look at the data and see that folks that are in programs like the one we offer at Sunburst actually reduce the cost over their lifetime by a significant amount by being in care and being in supportive programs. We try to always respond with a positive like that. We're actually doing good work. The spread of HIV is going to happen regardless. But if we can get someone enrolled in a program like we have at Sunburst Projects that includes mental health, case management, housing support, transportation, and food, we can get the reduction in the new spread of HIV. We can also get people to a viral suppression rate so they're not spreading it. And
explain what viral suppression is.
Yeah, so viral suppression is when an individual who has been diagnosed with HIV gets onto an antiretroviral, and the amount of HIV that's within their body reduces to such a low level that they cannot actually transmit it to someone else. There's a saying, undetectable means untransmittable. So it's one of the big goals of our program is that anyone living with HIV, we get them into medical care, we get them stably housed, and we get them virally suppressed.
If someone else is just uncomfortable with this topic, you know, it feels a little bit taboo being sexually active, the risk for STIs, maybe they have a child or maybe they want to talk about it with someone else. How do you suggest they just like start talking about it and broach the subject.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of information out there on the internet, and even places like our website at sunburstprojects.org. We offer information about what it means to be sexually active and protect yourself. I think that when we arm ourselves with the right language and we feel comfortable when we're talking about it, when we approach others, we're able to communicate and feel a little more comfortable about it. You know, sexual activity is this taboo thing, but the reality is almost all adults engage in it. And I can tell you, when I took over Sunburst some years ago as the executive director, I always felt it a little odd having conversations about it. And over the years, it's gotten much easier, even with my own family, my parents, and, you know, friends. But the fact is that it is something that everyone does. And I feel like when we take that power into our hands of just knowing our own status or talking about the fact that maybe we're on PrEP, we're helping to educate other people. We're helping to normalize the conversation. Mm.
Finally, so June 27th is National HIV Awareness Testing Day, and you're having some specials for June, some incentives. What are they?
Yeah, so if you can come into Sunburst Projects this month and get an HIV test, we'll give you a $50 incentive gift card. If you're interested in PrEP, in addition to that, we have another $50 incentive gift card that we would give you there on the spot. You know, through some grant funding, we have this opportunity to give back. We see that incentives support and help folks. Everyone would love a little extra money these days, right? And we're happy to provide it to you and also give you what I think is the most important thing, which is the power of knowing your HIV status.
Jake, as always, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Jake Bradley Rowe is the CEO of Sunburst Projects, a Sacramento-based nonprofit which has been supporting individuals and families living with HIV and AIDS for more than 40 years. Up next, it's an election year, but getting people involved in the political process can be a challenge, especially for the long haul. We'll talk about a new book called We Are the Power that's looking to make that engagement and activism easier. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.